This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former President Donald Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday to block the release of White House records sought by the House of Representatives Committee investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol. Trump's request came 2 weeks after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled the former president had no basis to challenge Democratic President Joe Biden's decision to allow the documents to be handed over. That decision will remain on hold until the Supreme Court acts. Mr. Biden had previously determined that the records, which belong to the executive branch, should not be subject to executive privilege, which protects the confidentiality of some internal White House communications, and that turning them over to Congress was in the best interest of the nation. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two Biden administration policies covering vaccine requirements for millions of workers, policies that affect large employers and healthcare workers. The High Court will hear arguments in the cases January 7th. They had not been scheduled to do so until January 10th. The jury has reached a verdict in the manslaughter trial of Kimberly Potter, the white former police officer in the U.S. state of Minnesota who mistook her handgun for her taser and fatally shot black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop. We are waiting. The court should be releasing that verdict in mere moments. Lawyers for Julian Assange have launched an appeal before Britain's Supreme Court against a high court ruling that he may be extradited to the United States, the WikiLeaks founder's fiance said Thursday. The December 10th decision by the High